Today's Moment with Gracie is sponsored by Standing with Hope. If you put an artificial leg on an amputee, he will walk. If you teach and equip a man to make artificial limbs, hundreds will walk. And if you do both while sharing the gospel, you equip them to continue standing with hope. Here's Gracie.
Get your butt out of that bed, my prosthetist boomed loudly as he entered my hospital room. Jerking awake from what seemed like only seconds of sleep, I groaned. It's still early. Go away. Unaffected, he groused. Hurry up, I ain't got all day. Since meeting Jim 4 years earlier when my right leg was amputated, I'd grown accustomed to his less than gentle bedside manner. A week after the amputation of my second leg, his 6-foot-5-inch frame barged into my room, ready for business. I opened my eyes one at a time and reached out to grab the trapeze bar hanging from the frame over my bed. I noticed Jim unpacking my new leg out of a bag he carried over his shoulder. Peter handed me my right prosthesis and helped me put it on. Jim knelt down and helped me put on my new leg while Peter positioned the walker. Only 29 years old, I felt like an old, decrepit woman. Perched on the side of the bed, I grabbed the walker, and with Peter's help, I stood up. Blood quickly shifting around in my body after long days of laying flat caused a wave of dizziness, and while weaving, I felt Peter's arms around me. As the spots in front of my eyes cleared, Jim came into focus. Standing on the other side of the room, he beckoned me to walk to him. Using a walker and balancing on my right artificial leg was not a new experience for me. While recuperating from the fusion surgery on my left ankle only a year earlier, I couldn't bear weight at all on my remaining leg. I had to learn to hop with my right prosthetic leg while using a walker, so my first step as a double amputee was familiar. My second was not. Balancing myself on the walker and my good leg, I tightened all the muscles in my left thigh and swung my new leg forward. I felt it make contact with the ground, and for a brief moment, I was balanced on my freshly amputated left leg. Holding on to the walker with all my might, sweat began pouring down my face, and I could feel it trickling down my neck and my back. With every fiber in me, I grasped the walker and could feel the strain going up and down my arms into my shoulders. My jaw was so tight, I thought my teeth would break, and the pain shooting up my leg was nearly overpowering. Reminding myself to breathe, I eased forward, almost in slow motion. While I focused on his face, Jim looked intently at my legs and my hips. Never looking down, I stepped forward just inches at a time until I was standing directly in front of Jim. So intent on my legs, he jerked his head back in surprise when I nearly bumped into him. With tears rolling down my face, I threw my arms around Jim's neck and hugged him. Weeping, I could only whisper, "Thank you." Peter, watching from across the room, wiped a tear away himself, and although he'd never admit it, so did Jim. That day, I walked 10 small, painful steps. Reaching the other side of that room became my only reality. I knew I had to make that journey. Whatever God had in store for me was on the other side of those 10 steps. They represented more than a physical distance. Would I coddle myself? Would I feel sorry for myself? Would fear hold me hostage in a wheelchair or worse, even a bed? With each step, I answered every question and more with a resounding no. I was a victim of an accident. But I refused to be victimized by my own circumstances. If I had to live my life without legs, well then by God, I was going to live life to the absolute max that I could. I would walk. This day, I began a new life with 10 steps. The next day, I took more. I'm Gracie Rosenberger, and I'm still standing with hope.
This has been today's Moment with Gracie. For more information, visit standingwithhope.com.